Here we go.
Hello, okay. Everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Trinity Talks in the summertime here. And it's special because I have got three youngish guests who are all going to be going through a very important time of change this summer, as they are going to be moving from high school into the next stage of life. So I'd like to welcome Hannah and Sean and Sophia, and thank you for taking time out of your summer to join me here for this conversation. So thank you and welcome. Yeah. So you have all graduated high school. You all passed.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Phew. Yes. Yeah. No, you all graduated and you've all been accepted into university. So you're going to be looking like your days and your next, I guess, school year is going to look quite different from what you've been used to. So I'd love to talk to you a little bit about that change in your life and about what you're looking forward to and even about how faith is going to play into that. So before we get started, I'd just love to hear from you what you are going to miss or what you think you're going to miss about your high school years.
Oh, okay. I think I'm really going to miss some of my teachers.
Yeah.
Definitely that was the hardest thing to say goodbye to. And then the friends, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be different.
Okay. All right.
Honestly, of all the things,
yes.
This is going to sound really sad, but it's probably how close I live to where my high school is now.
Fair.
That's so real,
going
though.
To University of Toronto, right? I'm going to be commuting for like an hour and a half, which is kind of brutal.
Okay.
So that's a thing.
Yes.
But also like friends and teachers for sure. Diversity of subjects too, because now it's like we're kind of pigeonholing, right?
That's right. It gets more specific, which is a great segue into the game we're going to play in just a few minutes.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
For me, definitely the friends, but also I'd say just like being a high schooler and having less responsibility.
Yes.
A little more free.
Yes.
I'm like, worries and stuff.
That's true. That's for sure. You're right. There's going to be a lot more expectations, I think, on you next year. But I think knowing you guys, it's going to be great for you. But Sean, you mentioned that there were a lot of different subjects you took in high school. And you may have thought you were done with all of that, but little did you know you were going to be on Trinity Talks at Trinity Streetsville. And you have a notebook in front of you.
Okay.
And we're going to play a little game before we get into more of our questions. And there are 8 pages inside there, and I have 8 questions for you relating to different subjects you would have taken.
Oh, no!
Guys.
This is what I love about being the host. Relating to different subjects you would have taken, and you did say you graduated, so let's put that knowledge to the test. Now, before you get nervous, I don't expect you to know really any of the answers to these questions.
Okay.
All of these questions are numbers based, and I'm going to see who gets closest to the number. It's not like math questions.
Okay, good.
So I've got my subjects here in front of me. I'm just going to shuffle them for no real reason other than for the visual effect of it.
Okay.
And I've got, I'm going to pull out my history question. So all of you would have had to take history. If you aren't familiar with the Ontario curriculum, you would have taken it in grade 10 and perhaps later on as well.
Yeah.
And my history question is this, and it's from, I even have my sources written down here. The website canada.ca. So we can't argue with that. In what year was Canada discovered?
Oh, Lord.
I know. Guys.
Help
guys,
me with this one.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know, didn't know the answer to
like,
this.
Like, discovered as in, like,
John Cabot.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that
We're
one?
Going back.
Okay.
We're going back. We're going back. And I am grateful for the website to remind me that it was John Cabot. So, in fact, if you're listening into this conversation, you'll be getting a history lesson as well.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay. You have to take a seat.
All right.
Canada was discovered.
Just, we're not judging. We're not judging here on Trinity Talks. This is all for fun. And certainly, I'm not sure many graduates would know the answer to that. So this is not going to revoke your acceptance to university by any means. All right.
Skip this episode. Skip this episode. This is bad.
All right. Our next subject is French.
Did anybody take French all 4 years?
We're moving on because this is a...
Did anybody take French all 4 years?
I did not.
I did.
Oh, okay. IB kid over here did. We did not.
No? So who took it more than 1 year? Okay. Who took more than 2 years? Okay. All right.
Okay.
So this question is from a website called Busuu.
What? Okay.
I'm sorry.
Nice.
I can't
Credits.
Vouch for the credibility of that website.
Okay.
But how many accents are there in written French?
Oh, in written French?
Right. Not
you mean like the accents.
Oh, like
on
the
letters?
Like.
I will say that written French.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to like picture
In English, we don't really have many or I might be speaking out of turn, any at all, written accents. However, in French,
okay,
there are some written accents.
I'm going to take a safety
You don't need
guess.
To name them. You just need to write the number.
Draw all these right. out.
You can draw them out. There will be bonus points for anyone who can name them. No, not really. But I must say that for the winner of this Trinity Talks game, I have a Tim Hortons gift card for a
oh,
coffee
wow.
to get you fueled yes. up for your university days. Okay, for the non... maybe the camera can show this. The non-appropriate name for phys ed, just gym class.
Nice.
I've got a gym question for you. And this gym question is really quite unrelated to anything you would have done in phys ed class. But that is, what is the speed of the world record for the 100-meter men's? How many seconds? In seconds?
How are we supposed to know any of this? This is crazy.
It is crazy.
Okay.
But you know what? That's what you get here. So it's in seconds. And what I would actually encourage you to do is you can round to the nearest two decimal places.
two decimal places? Specific.
Oh, God.
That's okay.
Right. That's right. So this is just in case you're very close. The nearest two
What was this, 100-meter race?
100 meters.
100 meters?
Usain Bolt.
Okay.
Oh, that's... Okay.
So fast. Okay. We're thinking okay. fast.
Okay.
Right. Now here... Who here ever did track and field? Yeah?
When I was, like, middle school.
Yeah,
right.
Same.
Okay.
Same.
High school's something different, man.
No, yeah. that's...
Those kids are intense. Yeah. They puke on the field and stuff. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, it's just, this is another level. Sure. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Let's go with this subject here. English. Which...
Well, we all had to take English.
Yes, and we're all speaking it now, so no getting out of this one. So the maybe one of the most famous authors and playwrights in English history was who?
Shakespeare.
Excellent. So how many plays did Shakespeare write?
Oh,
this
gosh.
Is from a website called the Folger Shakespeare Library. How many plays did Shakespeare write?
Let me count.
Oh my gosh, guys. Crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so some of you actually are counting the plays in your head, which is
there's gotta be like
just impressive that you can do that. You're definitely ready for
Except
for university.
He has so many other little ones.
So like, no,
yeah.
just like
how many?
I'm just taking a safe guess.
Yeah, just it's okay. I would say this in the number of plays.
Okay,
that's as much as I can share with you. We're not going to need to name them. So in grade 9, you would have taken geography. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure from my recollection, this question was not even part of the curriculum, but how many official countries are in the world? And this is according to the website Worldometer.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
The anxiety is so real.
Right? Talking about test anxiety, yeah.
Yeah. We're just coming. It's all coming out.
These are
okay.
official registered, like,
Officially,
when?
Yeah.
Yes, registered countries.
Oh,
not those unregistered.
Not the unregistered ones.
Not the unregistered ones, correct.
Okay.
We're talking about registered countries only. Okay. All right, I'm going to ask you guys, would you prefer to do the math question or the science question?
Are we going to do both?
Yes, just...
Okay, do math first. Get the worst over with.
Yeah. Okay, and this is going to be somewhat timed because I'm sure some of you could come up with it if you took long enough. This is our only actual math question.
Oh, boy.
Is it a times two question? 61,728.
What was the number?
61,728 times two. Okay, I'm just going to talk over you while you guys are thinking and scribbling over there. I see actually you're doing your calculations. You're all regretting coming on the show today. I know that. But it is just a times two. We could have made it much more complicated. And as you're coming up with that answer, I'm going to be looking at my...
I'm just looking. He's scratching stuff out already.
Oh, Perry the one.
Cheater.
Right?
Cheater.
All right. Square root of 44. No, I'm just joking. All right. Science. Just moving on, guys.
Science.
This science question is actually biology based.
Okay.
And according to BBC Wildlife Magazine, how many different types of species of insects are there in the world? And I will accept to the nearest million.
I thought you were going to say decimal point, and I was like, there's decimal points.
You could say, you could use a decimal point as well, but I will be kind enough to say to the nearest million.
How many of us
are
there right
million?
Now?
There's four of us in this room.
No, I mean like of humans. I forget How many?
There's one humankind, if that's what
one
you
mean. Spe-
I'm not saying species. I'm saying how many of us.
Who's the quiz master now?
Okay, in millions.
Okay, so those are... Actually, you should have 7 questions. And my last question for you is, as you are all university-bound, how many publicly assisted, which is publicly funded, universities are there in Ontario?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So publicly funded, publicly like, funded. What does that mean?
Well, there are some private universities and colleges out there, but the ones that are funded, that can receive funding, so U of T, Guelph,
okay.
Windsor. There are some okay. colleges, especially in Ontario, that are privately owned and operated that do okay. not receive funding from.
So okay. colleges and universities?
We're just talking universities.
Just universities. Yes. Oh, yes. Canada.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. You wanted colleges?
Well, no, what I'm saying is because then have to.
Okay, okay,
we
okay.
can come back next week and we'll do the college edition.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I'm going to guess.
Okay. So
it's locked in.
The wheels are turning. I love this. And we are having a lot of fun here. I'm excited. I'll be the official scorekeeper. If you get it, if you are the winner, then you will get a point. If 2 people tie, then you will each get a point for that round.
Okay.
So, what was our first question here? Our first question was, I believe...
The year.
History.
The Canada, history the question. Canada. That's right. So, let's just show our answers to everybody.
I don't want to show this.
Okay, but they can't even...
Fortunately, some of your...
Can they kind of read that?
Okay,
I already know this is wrong.
I see 1812 for Sophia. I see 1787.
Yes.
For Sean. I love the specificity.
I made up the last 2.
And 1803 yes. for Hannah. Well, back in 1497, Canada was...
Oh, so it was close.
So Canada was actually discovered, the yeah. land. So Sean,
1497.
Off by only 300
years. Oh my gosh.
Nice.
If there's
nice.
Any consolation, you were all in the same ballpark. So there yeah. you go. That's good. Wonderful. So our next question was the French question?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. How many different accents are there in written French?
Like...
I see 3 for Sophia, 4 for Sean, 5 with the correct answer was Hannah.
Hey! Oh. Look, I drew them out, guys.
What did you get?
I knew I was missing one.
No,
I was missing one.
So it's the accent aigu, accent grave, the, I believe.
I missed the dot, dot,
the
dot.
The dot, dot, dot. You might see in Noel, there's a CD in a circumflex.
Oh, fancy. Yeah,
I know.
I
so we've
one.
Got, there we go. Perfect.
4 years of French down the drain, guys. Absolutely.
Yeah,
useless.
That's actually embarrassing for you.
It is.
That's all right. That's all right. Our next question was which one? Were we doing Shakespeare?
No, that was like, I think it was gym. Gym.
It was oh, the gym, gym class. Okay, gym, how many yeah. seconds is this world record?
Not
9.23 for Sophia. 15.03 and 11.7.
I way overshot.
Sophia, you were so close. 9.58.
Hey. Whoa.
9.58 seconds. Wow.
That's impressive. That's,
wow.
That's we awesome. Overshot.
We yeah, did.
By
we
a lot.
Did.
That would have been the world record maybe 200 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think it was 200 years
ago. The Olympics are on right now. Maybe we could find
oh, yeah.
it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Okay, so far we are tied. This is a nail biter. Okay, our next question was Shakespeare, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, how many plays did Shakespeare write?
I definitely underguessed.
I overestimated.
I definitely underguessed.
I think
okay,
I underguessed.
Okay, so Hannah thinks she underestimated with 24. Sean thinks he overestimated with 50. And Sophia is our Shakespeare expert. She said 35 and he wrote 38.
Oh, hey!
That's crazy.
That's good.
But you were, again, you were all in the same, you know, no one said hundreds.
Yeah.
So we're good. I don't think I would have gotten any of these right, to be honest. Our next question must have been the geography question. How many countries in the world?
Yeah.
According to Worldometer. Okay, so unless you were looking at Worldometer before this, you probably don't know the answer. 172, 180, 160. You were all so close, within the very close range. The answer was 195, so Sean takes it out of that.
Another one for me.
Okay, so we are at 2, 2, and 1. Now,
boo.
Ouch, guys.
Math.
Oh, God.
Our multiplication question. Hannah, what did you come up with?
It's this number, guys. It's this one.
Can you one,
it's
one,
not
two,
the rest.
One, two,
wait. I don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I don't know.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Yeah. And I'm not sure what that is there, Sean.
It's one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a
yes.
three.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, so
it goes
put
the comma at the wrong spot.
So it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm sorry, Hannah. You put the comma after
the
12.
Part.
She
put... I didn't put a comma.
So because you don't... That's all right, actually.
No.
You don't need to have a comma. I remember that from grade school.
You don't. That hurt, guys.
But if you put the comma in the wrong place, you don't.
Unless you're writing it in English. If you're writing the number, like, in a paragraph, apparently you have to have that. Okay. But in math, they're like, no, don't do it. It's weird.
That's bad.
Really? Weird. Okay, I didn't know that. So two questions left.
Oh, no.
Science.
Or, wait, what was first?
Oh, according yeah, science. According to a number of insects. Species of insects.
Species, right, yeah.
Species, not the number. So Hannah says 11.3 million.
That was so specific.
13 million.
Hey, she said the decimal point. I wanted to do decimal point.
23 million. Wow. It's actually, guys, we only have 5.5 million insects.
Oh.
So Hannah, you got the point for that one.
Nice.
Last but not least, how many universities do we have in Ontario?
Did you say eight?
I was not sure.
No way.
I was
eight?
Not sure.
Okay.
I had 15 was my first, and then four, and then eight.
18.
Oh, me and Sophia are close.
And 19. No, my goodness, I didn't write down the answer there. It was, oh my goodness, I don't have the answer in front of me. I know it was more than that. Can we come back and I will find that answer? Goodness gracious. Look at the tension.
Nail biter.
This is a nail biter. I'm going to come back at the end and just tell you what that is. It's on my phone. All right. Okay. So stay tuned to the end of Trinity Talks. What a way to keep our audience engaged. It's all intentional. Okay. We're going to come back to that at the end. So I'm wondering, I'm a little excited. What is next year going to look for like for you? Jean, you referenced U of T, but I'm wondering, where is everyone going to be going to school and what program are you going into?
Okay, I'm going to go to Guelph and I'm going to be going into human kinetics.
Wow, yeah. Wonderful, exciting.
Yeah.
So Guelph, and are you going to be living in residence or in a house?
Yes, I did get into residence, luckily.
Yes,
yeah.
Perfect. Love it. Okay. Yeah. And what about you, Sean?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm going to University of Toronto. I'm going to mess up the pronunciation because every time I say my major, it's bad. But I'm hoping to do a double major in political science and international relations. There we go.
Relations.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Very good.
And I'm also going to Guelph for child studies.
Cool.
I did not get into residence, but I found a house that I'm going to be leasing with some of my friends.
Oh, that's exciting. All right. Well, very different for all of you, and I love that. What sort of inspired you to make this decision? Did anyone help you in the process? Is it just a passion? Just curious, how does someone your age decide where to go?
This was a long decision for me, and there were many tears involved, too. I'm going to tell you that. It was very stressful.
Really?
It was a big pros and cons list.
Yep.
Giant pros and cons list, actually. And then I think when it came down to it, it was like, the feels of the school. Like when I went, I visited most of them.
Tour.
So
yeah.
Yeah. The vibe I liked.
Yeah. You can see yourself being there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Very nice. Maybe Sophie, I'm going to go to you next you're also going to Guelph.
For me, I talked to a lot of people about it, but, I have some friends that go to Guelph, so they obviously know a lot about it. And I worked at camp, obviously in the kids program, and that like really cemented that I wanted to work with kids.
Love it. Yeah. Very good. It's a great program. And what would you, Sean?
Well, my whole university thing was very odd because I literally applied to three places because I was like, I'm not looking at all of these universities. Like, I'm not doing it. And I was like, I'm not looking at the, what is it? It's the, OUAC, like the fees or whatever.
Yeah,
I was just like, nah. I was like, there's
right.
no reason.
I think you can apply to three and then it's more to apply to.
And then I got into Carleton University for their journalism. And that was like a big, ooh, maybe for me.
Right.
But then I was like, oh, that's a lot to go live on res and to live in Ottawa. It's like, I don't know if I want to go there. But then I got into UTM, which is the University of Toronto campus right here in Mississauga.
Right.
And I was like, oh, it's close. I'm like, it's literally a 5-minute bus ride from my house. So I was like, that's really convenient.
Yes.
But then I went there and I was like, I don't really like the energy. It's like, it was kind of...
Right. So it fell a little flat to you?
Yeah. I originally like UTM was like the choice because I was like, well, it's super close. And I mean, like, I don't have to uproot my job or anything else to go. So that was good. But then as soon as I got the acceptance letter from St. George, I was like, dude, I have to go. It was like literally immediate.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. All right. You mentioned that you applied to three universities. And while the camera was on you, I actually had a chance to look at the number of universities. So we're going to go to that now because it's weighing on my heart. How many universities did you say, Hannah? 18?
For context, how would I know? Look at how low this is.
That's eight. That's all right.
How would I know?
I applied to more than
and
eight universities.
And 19 for Sophia.
Yeah.
Guys, the answer was 23.
Sophia! Yes.
Nice. Did you apply to all?
So Sophia's our winner. So Sophia, you are going to be the recipient of a gift card to Tim Hortons.
Ooh, yes.
Exactly. Congrats. So congratulations. Yeah. All right. Sorry, I couldn't let that one sit. But going back to the questions, what are you most looking forward to about your next stage of life?
Definitely not doing my own laundry. That's something I'm not looking forward to.
Yeah.
I guess... Well, that's a hard question. I mean, going to university in general, I'm excited to, like, get more in depth to the field. But as far as, like, living alone, I mean, like, eating what I want, staying up late, that kind of stuff, yeah?
Sure, yeah. Yep, decisions you don't usually get to make all the time on your own here. What about you, Sean?
This is kind of a nerdy answer. Bear with me here. Okay. But I'm very excited for the access to libraries at U of T. I'm actually, like, that's going to be so cool.
Right.
Which, like I said, it's nerdy, guys. It's nerdy, for sure. But, like, there's so much out there, too. But also, like, particularly because of the stuff that I'm interested in, a lot of the U of T professors I'm going to have are really cool. And, like, I've looked into a few of them. It's like, ooh, I'm really excited to hang out with those people. But also, like, just the program that I'm in and going into the courses that I'm going into, minus economics because it sucks. I don't want to take it. If anyone knows an economics tutor, please tell me because it's going to be bad. But like, I'm really excited for those sorts of courses and being with people that are interested in the same stuff.
Yes.
For real.
Right? Yep. And meeting friends that are going on the same trajectory too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to the independence and getting a chance to experience so many new things, like living alone and
it's,
and the course content being more like curated to my interests.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. So I heard from Hannah that laundry is something that you're not looking forward to. Sean is economics. And maybe Sophia, you have something. Is there any other fears that you're holding right now about going off to university?
Oh, I mean, this is a fear for second year, but cooking. I'm notoriously really bad in a kitchen.
Okay.
Like, really bad.
Yeah.
So, I've been joking that I'm going to be the super senior on a meal plan. But luckily, Guelph has good food. So, worst comes to worst, I think I won't starve.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Honestly, economics is part of it, of course. That's, like, the big one.
Right.
I took a course for non-specialists, so I won't have to do so much math, which is good, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. But another thing is just... all of my courses are kind of later, so I don't have a lot of morning courses, at least right now. I have a lot of them past noon, which I'm not exactly hyped for being in Toronto at night and then having to come back on transit and all that. I'm skipping, like, rush hour, which is good, but I mean, it's still nerve-wracking.
Yes.
But nighttime vibes.
Yeah, nighttime,
for sure. Different. Very different.
I'm not looking forward to, like, moving away from my family. I'm definitely going to miss... seeing them, like, every day, all day. But also, in terms of courses, for my program, bio is recommended in grade 12, but I did not take it.
Okay.
And I think there is a course, like, there's genetics that I think it might be rough for me, but...
Okay, so science isn't necessarily your favorite.
No.
Okay, do you have FaceTime for your family?
Yeah.
Okay. See, you can see them, I'm sure. Just not always in the same way.
Yeah, it's close.
Though.
I'll come back often, I'm sure.
That's true. Now, I mean, all three of you are members of the church here, and we see your faces almost every week, I would say. Sean, I mean, you're not necessarily leaving the city here.
No.
But I'm just wondering, throughout your high school years, we're just going to change gears a little bit in the questions, but have you noticed that your faith, sort of from being a child to a young adult, has developed over your high school years? And in any ways, has the church itself helped in that? Just wondering sort of how you've seen yourself develop over your high school years in your faith.
Yeah, I definitely think it's been more like independence. Because like as a kid, you're kind of like dragged to church with your parents.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yes, I have three myself.
But definitely when you get older, it's like a choice to come, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially for like senior high.
Yeah.
So, like, coming to, like, youth group, that was always, like, a choice because family's not coming for that. It's always obviously just for the kids. So, I think that's been different, like, having it more, like, personally led than, like, forced upon you.
Uh-huh.
Which has been an easier way to grow, I'd say.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Like, personally, throughout high school, I found it really hard to, like, And as much as I've been like on stage doing all that stuff, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm like spiritually developing. Sorry to break it to you guys, but like it's been hard over the past 4 years in particular.
Right. Yep.
Like just with all the time that's been taken from school and everything else, it's just like having time to actually kind of feel it spiritually is hard. Like I know for the past little bit, not to like say talk about worship again, but I mean
for those of you who don't know, Sean is the worship team.
Yeah, so like being there for the like last, I think it was for the like the last 2 years of high school, I was kind of struggling with being on the worship team and not really feeling it a lot. Like I was kind of like, oh, I feel like I'm performing and I'm not performing. That's not the point. And I'm like, I don't want to fall into that. So I think with everything going on in high school, I kind of was able to move past it a bit. Cause it's easy to have faith when you don't have a lot going on, you know, or it's easy to praise God when you have the time, like it's way easier. So I guess over like the time of high school with all the responsibilities and everything going on and like, you don't get to just, oh, I'm going to go home and do nothing and whatever, or have, you know, something else going on, or my Sunday is open so I can go to church. Like sometimes it just isn't right.
Right. Yeah.
So like, I think in terms of spiritual development, I've definitely grown in that it's not passive like it was when we're younger, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like a priority, but then once all of the busyness came in, it's like, oh, I actually have to make a note in my calendar of that, or I have to go and
make time for it.
Or go to the young adults thing, which is tonight, by the way. Yeah. I just wanted to plug it for Jordan because if he could, he'd be here. But
Oh, that's a good point. So it has to become more intentional is what I'm hearing. Yeah. Thank you.
I think for me, a big thing that helped me like develop my faith throughout high school was the, like, as high school went on, I made more friends that were like, had similar beliefs as me.
Mm.
So like, it takes a while to find your people sometimes, but definitely by the end of grade 12, I like found a good crew at my school who had like a shared faith with me and we could talk about it together. And then I also found some communities in Mississauga. Like I go to obviously the youth group here, but then I also go to a youth group. It's like a citywide youth group, and that really helped me in my faith.
Okay. Yeah. So getting involved with other people who are of a similar faith to you has really been helpful. So being with people and building those relationships. Yeah, I think all of those are like a lot of wisdom just came out of you three. But now we're looking forward and we're going to be moving away from high school years. And I'm wondering how you maybe hope in terms of your own development, in terms of growing your character or your faith, or even learning and socially, emotionally. What are your hopes for next year? That's a heavy question. So feel free just to take a minute to think about that.
I think it goes back to like independence for me.
Yes.
Because as much as I'd like to say like I'm a independent person, I think you forget how much you do rely on your parents. Yeah. Like how much it'd be like late nights. Can you look over this paper? Can you do this? So definitely learning how to do that by myself, especially like troubleshooting things, right? Because that's when you most need that kind of support. So like making friends and finding your community, like what Sophia said, like building that for yourself, that would be my hope.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
Oh, in terms of hopes, honestly, just hope I come out of it not feeling like I kind of wasted time, because I feel like that's kind of the guilt that I felt in high school a little bit, was that it was like, oh, I wasted all this time where I could have been spiritually developing. And then like every so often it'll be like, oh, I'm kind of like numb to it. And then there's just like one sermon or one, you know, thing that I hear and I'm like, oh no. And it just all tanks, and it's like, oh, all the guilt of like, I should have been paying attention to it. Like, I hope I don't fall into that.
Right. You know, guilt can be a real feeling.
Yeah.
But at the same time, recognizing it, learning from it, and moving on through it's a great idea. Yeah.
I think I really am hoping to grow, like Hannah said, in independence.
Yes.
And also, like, just maybe socially, because one thing I regretted from high school was that I didn't really get that involved at the beginning in like clubs and sports teams. And I'm hoping to make the most of my university experience. And I think that definitely starts with like putting myself out there, like kind of right at the beginning
Right. Okay. Very exciting. Now, just a side note, when I think about that, were you in high school during COVID?
Yeah.
The COVID. So maybe you can give yourself a little grace for that, because you're stuck on a computer for a while. So first of all, just congratulations to you guys for, you know, moving through that, because that was a challenging time. For everyone in that situation. Now, my next question is about going into university as a Christian. And how do you think that is going to impact your experience? And maybe it's not going to, or maybe you're just open to seeing it. But how do you think it's going to impact your experience? Does anyone have any thoughts on that?
Hard one.
It is a hard one.
I can start this one. Sure. I think that going to university, particularly because it's like, it's always like the trademark time for young people where it's always like, oh, suddenly your world opens up and like you're seeing all these other perspectives. Like we live in a pretty diverse area. Like there's a lot of different people that we come in contact with, right?
Yes.
It's not like, oh, we used to live in like suburbia in like Ohio or something where like there's not, I don't know. I don't know anything about Ohio. It just came to my head.
Sure.
So, you know, like we're not going from, you know, hometown kind of energy to university. It's, I don't think it's going to be that big of a
shift.
But I mean, it is definitely something that I'm thinking about where I wonder how my faith will be shifted from that. I don't think that it's going to change, but I think it might help to strengthen some of those things. Because, I mean, you only really think about the hard questions when someone is asking you the hard questions about your faith. It's, like, I know that I've seen a couple of videos of, like, people going on, like, university campuses and, like, people asking different questions about faith and all of that sort of thing. And I'm wondering how, over the next 4 years, talking to people about it and, like, learning from other groups and like what their perspective is on X, Y, and Z, right? Might shift all of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that.
I think that might be a bit of a challenge for me. I'm not that like motivated. I'd say I'm more like lazy type of person. Uh-huh. And so if I don't have someone like kind of pushing me to like go to church or like, you know, we're saying like prayers at dinner and stuff, I think it'll be hard to stay dedicated, especially just because there's so much new stuff and you have to like establish that routine like by yourself kind of.
Right. And I think just even articulating that and saying that out loud is a great first step, Sophia. So that's wonderful. Yeah.
It's also so valid, by the way. That's like me, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
Yes, I think you're probably in good company there.
I think for me, it'll definitely be a big test of like values.
Yeah.
Because going off of like what Sean says, when you're surrounded by like a lot of like-minded people, I guess you don't really notice the difference between like your values and other people's values, but like going into a new community setting where people might challenge those values and people are like, you have a lot of free will and free choice, right? You can do whatever you want. So the idea of like figuring out what I truly like believe in and what values I'll hold strong will be interesting and I think good for me. Yeah,
absolutely. Be part of the growing up process.
Yeah,
for sure. So as we wrap up, is there anything that we at the church or maybe even just people that you encounter in general, do you think could help to support you as you move towards, you know, your next chapter? Anything?
I mean, sharing your wisdom. I'm always down for like some old university stories. And I know some people are like, it might not be the same, but I think at its core, the whole like shift of university and the independence is the same. So I'm always down for any tips, shower shoes, that kind of stuff.
Wear your shower shoes, guys.
Oh, yes. Boy. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Is there anything else or should we leave it at shower shoes?
No, I think the wisdom is a big part of it, but also like emotionally, because I feel like when we get to like these points in our lives, everyone's kind of trying to figure out, oh, here's the to-do list of things to do so that you don't like screw it up or so you don't have whatever. Like it's always focused on like the things to do and not necessarily the emotional side of it.
Right.
Like I know that everyone's like, oh, this is just how like growing up is, so you'll figure it out, rather than like, okay, how are you feeling about this? Like, is this, you know, good? Because I mean, going to university or going to any post-secondary thing, whether it's like trades or college or whatever you're doing, it's a big shift. And like change is hard.
Yeah.
Like we as a species suck at change pretty much like across the board. Yeah. So even though it's like, you know, it's part of growing up and it's, you know, kind of on the trajectory and no, I don't want to go to high school for the rest of my life.
That's
right.
Yeah.
It's still
right.
A lot. Right. So maybe tending more to the emotional side too might be good. Like maybe asking like, hey, you want to let go for coffee or whatever? Do you want, you know, just to talk about it on, you know, on our terms too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's great.
I think for me, it's just really comforting to know that like I have Trinity back here. You know, I can come back on weekends and go to church. It's a really great community to have there. And I'm sure we'll all stay going to Trinity next year. Yeah, just to know that you can reconnect, it's good.
Right. This, although you're moving on, you haven't lost, yeah. which you already have.
Yeah.
So that's great. And you certainly do have the support of this church behind you. And we are looking forward to just seeing how your next couple of years go. And thank you for taking the time and your time away from the cookies and coffee over there yeah. to join yeah. me. And Sophia, we're going to make sure we get you that gift certificate. And
thank
I just
you.
Want to say thank you again to all three of you for imparting your wisdom and sharing your feelings about this next step. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.